I love these guys.
Welcome to the Secondhand Lions podcast right here in the midst of free agency. My name is John Drennan. I'm here with my longtime good friend, Bill Radford. We've been following the Lions for decades, and we started this podcast to take the journey with the Detroit Lions to the Super Bowl. We were hoping it was going to be this recent Super Bowl. It wasn't. In fact, the Lions regressed. Bill, we've been talking about a lot of holes that they've got to fill to get back and get to the Super Bowl. And what a busy week it's been there, buddy. You know, just things we have to talk about. Jared Goff's restructured. How about the news with Max Crosby going to the Ravens and going back to the Raiders? But that has nothing to do directly with the Lions. But, you know, in the last week or so, we've said goodbye to Taylor Decker, Glasgow, Khalif Raymond, Tyra Sweet, Roy Lopez, who else? Josh Pascal, Amik Robertson, Alex Anzalone, Kyle Allen. If you're listening to those names and didn't know, all those guys are gone for one reason or another. But we've picked up Larry Borum, Teddy Bridgewater, Juice Scruggs, re-signed Alex Rodriguez, and Nowatzki and Kennedy. We picked up Christian Isian and Cade Mays. So there's a lot going on, Bill. Where do you want to start?
Well, one thing that we didn't mention is we re-signed Rock Ya-Sin.
Oh, yeah.
Hope he turns out. And we re-signed our punter, Jake Bates.
Kicker.
Kicker, yeah, sorry. Yeah, just, you know, when we were talking before the podcast began, on paper right now, it looks like we lost more than we gained. A lot of very familiar names that you mentioned, especially Anzalone, Decker. I don't know if you mentioned Glasgow retiring, Pasco, Khalif Raymond, who's very valuable as a wide receiver and punt and kick returner. It just seems like we've filled some holes, but we have some more holes. So,
yeah, and Bill, the biggest hole I failed to mention, we also lost Dave Montgomery. I mean, that's the biggest one. So,
right, I think we talked about him last week.
Right,
but you know, we still have a lot of needs. With this stuff going on with Terry and Arnold, I haven't heard any more, but it didn't sound good before, and have you heard any progress on that case?
I've heard nothing new.
Right, for those of you who didn't know, Terry and Arnold was implicated in not as a main perpetrator, but as somebody who possibly hired the perpetrators to steal back things that he felt were stolen from him and possible kidnapping. So Terrion could be in a lot of trouble legally. Hopefully that works out for him. But if he's not able to play, then that makes our secondary even a bigger need than it already was with the loss of Robertson. And Kirby Joseph, doubtful. So we still need an edge. And it was kind of a circus with Max Crosby this week. I know a lot of Lions fans were hoping we would get him, but the price that the Ravens paid, 2 first-round draft picks, was, in my mind, absurd. And then the trade was nixed, and they got Trey Hendrickson he was free agent, so they just signed him. And they didn't have to give up any picks. So yeah, Bill, I think this is a very pivotal year for the Lions. You know, it could go either way. They could improve, which I certainly hope they do. If they regress, people are going to start saying same old Lions. So which direction it will go is yet to be seen.
Well, and these are themes we've visited many times. I'm going to stick with there's no way we go back to same old Lions because we don't. I mean, we have the best general manager this team's maybe ever had, or at least since the 50s. And just the leadership on down and coaching and players, et cetera. But that doesn't mean it can't remain disappointing like this year was. So yeah, a lot of holes to fill. By the way, in going through all the pluses or the additions and subtractions, where I didn't mention David Montgomery, I also didn't mention we picked up Isaiah Pacheco, who, if he returns anywhere close to form where he was before he broke his leg 2 years ago, I'd say he's an equivalent to David Montgomery, but they got him for about 1.5 million. But Bill, you mentioned edge. Right now the Detroit Lions have three edge players. Most people can only name one. That's Aiden Hutchinson. Then they have their rookie from last year, Hassanin, who got hurt and really didn't play, but he's the guy in preseason that I kept saying would be a fan favorite. And then they've got
They'll have Muhammad, don't they?
no, he's not signed yet.
Okay.
They got the guy Wheatland, not Wheat. Tyrus Wheat went back to the Cowboys, but the other guy they had signed early last year that played a little bit. See, I don't even remember his name, and I do this stuff. So they need to pick up a few edge players. I really hope they re-sign Muhammad. I also like in free agency Cam Jordan. While he's played 17 years, he's never really been hurt. He still plays at a high level, and a lot of experts think they'll sign him on a one-year deal. As a very proven, sound leader, locker room leader, and stud player for his whole career. But they're definitely going to bring in an edge in the draft, maybe two. And free agency, Bill, there's still time. I wouldn't mind seeing them pick up another safety or cornerback in free agency, a tight end, an edge. Maybe two of the above.
Yeah, I've seen different things on the you go on the NFL Network and they're always running mock drafts and it's kind of a tie between the ones that I've seen between the Lions drafting an edge rusher and an O-line. So I'm
Exactly.
looking up right now the
Well, while you're looking that up, Bill, I've got a th I want to
this
theorize
one
what
says Akeem Mesidor from Miami, defensive lineman.
as their
6'3",
17th
259.
pick.
Right.
Yep. I'm going to make a prediction here. I've got a couple thoughts. They've got the 17th pick and the 50th pick. So you're going to get a good tackle or a good edge at 17. You're not going to get the best ones, but you're going to get a good one. But at 50, it drops a little bit. So I've seen a lot of experts say they'll get one of the good tackles at 17, and then at 50 they could get a decent edge. Most recently I've seen the guy out of Oklahoma. But I've got a theory that they take the best edge they can get at 17 And at 50, they maybe trade up a little bit to get the tackle out of Iowa, who you gotta almost draft him because of his name. And now I'm drawing a blank on I'm gonna look it up.
Well,
He's got.
the other mock draft has us, and I've seen this name more than once, Caden Proctor, offensive line from Alabama, and the prediction is he could play guard right away, as opposed
Wait,
to.
guard or tackle? Everything I've seen about him, he comes in as a stud tackle.
Well, this says he could step in and compete for a starting job at guard right away
Okay.
before bouncing to the outside to tackle whenever Taylor Decorhand hangs him up. Well, Taylor Decker hung him up. Well, from the Lions anyway, so he could be a tackle. Also, with that, I've heard discussed moving Penei Sewell to left side. He's always been a right tackle, but left tackle is considered the most valuable position on the line because it protects the quarterback's blind side.
For a right-handed quarterback, which definitely is what we're talking about.
So, I think the thing with the edge that I mentioned, we have the 17th pick, but he's only rated as the 26th best player. So it would be considered a reach to draft him at 17.
Well, you're talking about Mezzador,
Right.
and he's one of the several good ones. If he gets picked before 17, someone else will be out there. But he's considered one of the good ones. The guy I was thinking of, Bill, that I don't know if he'll make it to 50, but he could. His name's Jennings Dunker out of Iowa. Long red hair, big, beefy, gritty guy that just fits the Lions. And he's right in that 50 area. And he plays left tackle because they need a tackle. And you're right, it could be a right or left tackle. And there are several good ones, so they can get a really good one at 17. But again, my theory is they may be looking at making Dunker their guy. He might be there at 50, or they might trade up. They got 2 4th round, 2 5th round, and 2 6th round picks. So they might say to someone, we'll give you our number 50 and one of our fifth or sixth round picks. And maybe move up to like number 45 and get the second guy that they need. Because in these first two guys, they need to get a starting edge and a starting tackle.
Yeah, especially if they don't get an edge on free agency, which I don't know if there's any really good ones left to get.
I mean, they need both, Bill. They got three guys on the roster right now. If they sign Muhammad, they got four, but they need at least two more.
Yeah.
But
Depth is
Josh
all important.
Pascal was maybe going to be one, but he's gone, so.
The depth is important, and you look at teams that survive injuries, it's because they had great coaching and great depth. And the team that comes to my mind is San Francisco 49ers. We bemoaned the injuries the Lions had. They had worse than us,
Yep.
and they had a better record in a tougher division and made the playoffs. So nobody's going to feel sorry for you on the injury front.
You were right about that. Then the other thought keeps coming to my mind. If they get bad news by the draft that Kirby Joseph is done, and let's say one of the two best safeties is available at 17, is there any chance they'd take one? Or one of the best cornerbacks, any chance they'd take one? I think the answer is no. I'm really sold on an edge and a tackle with those two first picks. But back to the draft, and we don't know where we'll end up with free agency. I do think we're going to sign Muhammad. I do think we're going to pick up Cam Jordan. I do think we'll pick up at least one more safety or cornerback or tight end, all in free agency. And I'm very confident we're going to draft a tackle and edge at the first two picks, but then we got those two fourth round picks. A lot of great players come in the fourth and fifth rounds, Bill.
That's true.
So if they can use their fourth rounders for safety and a cornerback, and maybe their fifth and sixth rounders for linebacker and a tight end and a backup edge, this is starting to look a little better. And Bill, one thing I like, they did get Cade Mays in free agency, and if you start going deep on him, I see more good things than bad. I think he will be a solid starting center. That takes away the question mark, is Tate Ratledge going to move to center? To me, they've answered it. No, he's going to be our right guard. And I think he's a future Pro Bowler. Christian Mahogany on the left side. I think they got two young studs. They got a stud in Penei Sewell. If they can get one of the top four or five tackles, this line's starting to look like it could be young and powerful.
John, you're so optimistic. I haven't seen anything from Ratledge and Mahogany yet to warrant any optimism, but
Well, were both essentially rookies, Ratledge more so. And he had his challenges, but he's got that rookie year behind him.
well, that's true. But Penei Sewell was a rookie and he was great from the start.
Yep, but he's a rare dude. We haven't seen a tackle like him come out of the draft since he came out.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, seriously, he was a rare dude to come out and step in and be that good as a rookie. Now,
Well, I
they'll
did
have
see an
that.
article about the Lions possibly trying to get Treat Williams.
He's with the Chiefs, right?
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Because they paid him a fortune. Is he in free agency? I thought they paid him like a 4-year mega contract. But there's a couple tackles out there by the name of Williams, so I confuse
Do
them.
I have this right? Treat? Is that his last name?
I thought it was there's a Trent Williams.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
He's a 49ers, 37 years old. All pro in. So is he in free agency, Trent Williams?
Well, it says, yeah, Treat Williams was an actor.
Okay.
Trent Williams, the San Francisco 49ers have not decided whether to move on from their star offensive lineman now or later. He'll
Yeah, and
be 38 in July.
I see a story they're targeting Caden Proctor, who you mentioned earlier, the tackle from Alabama, as Williams' successor. And we were just talking a minute ago about how Penei Sewell came in as a total stud, but I keep saying, we're going to use our first pick to get a tackle or an edge. So that tackle would be a rookie. So it'll be a young line, and with a new center and a new tackle, they need time to gel together. But I just have a lot more confidence in last year's line with no real center and a rookie and a beat up tackle.
Well, I hope you're right, because I think that a lot of our problems last year could boil down to the offensive line.
Absolutely.
It also it kind of made Coach Dan Campbell look bad on his fourth down attempts year
Yeah.
before.
Yeah, we were talking about that almost every week.
He would go for it on fourth down in 2024 and almost always make it. As a combination of the offensive line was much better, Ben Johnson would design plays that would work. And last year we didn't have either of those. The offensive line went down and Johnson wasn't there. And Campbell didn't make the adjustment. He was coaching the 2025 team like he had the 2024 team. And
You
while
know
we
what
both
else
like
fast?
Coach Campbell, we both said that his coaching may have cost them at least two games, which would have put them in the playoffs, might even won the division.
Yeah, and by the way, that's a big box we haven't talked about for a few weeks that we can check. We now have an offensive coordinator that I know is not proven with the Lions, but he absolutely takes over play calling. And in retrospect, Johnny Morton was just a really poor choice last year at OC. But Bill, it seemed like last year the offensive line did progress as the year went by. They were horrible in that opener, but the defense collapsed as the year went by, mainly due to injuries. And you don't need the best offensive line in football to win a Super Bowl, but you need a really good one. And you need really good lots of things to win the Super Bowl. And Lions have a lot of that.
Well, what's going on in the rest of the league that that you're taking note of?
Well, the Commanders picked up four in free agency, all starters, and they're paying a heavy penny for that. The Raiders, I don't know how they're going to figure out now paying for Max Crosby because they threw the Briggs truck at Tyler Linderbaum in free agency. We've talked about him in the past, the best center maybe in football, but certainly the best in free agency. So they. Most experts say overpaid to get him over $80 million over 3 years. And the Raiders have picked up some other players. So I think watch for the Commanders next year, watch for the Raiders. I think New England's made some moves and they were in the Super Bowl, and I think they're going to be really good again. Who else? Saints have picked up some new players. Dolphins are doing kind of a complete overhaul. Never know where that's going to go. It's going to be
Well, they got
interesting.
Malik Willis.
Yep. And they got rid of Tua. And, they got rid of their speedy receiver. I'm drawing
Tariq.
a. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. The Giants are doing a lot of restructuring under John Harbaugh. The Bills, they got a new coach and they've been making moves. And I think next year, with all these coaching changes and some teams that fell out, like the Chiefs, the Chiefs are making moves. They picked up the Super Bowl MVP.
I saw that. Kenneth
Yeah.
Walker.
Kenneth Walker III is now a Chief. I see Kelsey's going to go back for another year. I think he's on his last tread. But teams that went down last year, I think are going to bounce back, like the Chiefs, like the Lions, like the Vikings, and some of these restructuring teams, you never know. I think the Jets are going to be a lot better.
Well, they'd be hard to be worse.
That's true.
Have you heard anything about the Vikings and another quarterback?
Only that if they haven't already, the buzz is they're going to sign Kyle Murray.
Okay.
And, Minnesota could be a great place for him because of how their coach and how he does with quarterbacks. And Murray in the right environment, I think he's a heck of a talent.
Another team that's done very well, and some people think they've done the best out of anybody in the free agency, is Carolina.
Yep. Yeah, they've added a lot.
They've added Devin Lloyd and Jalen Phillips to $165 million contracts. Kenny Pickett is a backup. Luke Fortner is a center. According to the PFF, the Panthers are the big winners in free agency. So, they
I
made the
am.
playoffs last year, albeit in that horrible division where everybody had a losing record almost.
I am seeing a new report here that Muhammad El-Kamin Muhammad is visiting the Bucks.
Oh boy.
Which, you don't know what that means, but I do, and I don't like him as the starting edge opposite Hutchinson, but I'd like him to be a lion to go in on third down plays.
Well, he's got a buddy there in Anzalone, so
You're right.
well,
All right.
John.
Well, each the last few weeks I've asked, what do you think the top needs are? Let's go back to that. What are the top six or seven needs in your mind right now?
Well, they need an edge. They need probably need a cornerback. And they need some offensive line help. So those are the top three anyway. They might need a safety as well. As much as the offense seemed to be maligned last year, I think they were third in scoring for the whole NFL. So a lot of that was skewed by the 52 points they hung on the Bears in the third game of the season, or second game, I forget which. But yeah, I think the offense is going to be okay. Our problem has been defense, mostly attributed to injury. So that's where I would look mostly. Offensive line and defensive backfield. I think our linebackers are good, and an edge rusher.
Yeah, and one thing we haven't discussed, but defensive line, We thought they'd sign Roy Lopez, but he's back to the Cardinals. That's a loss there. Now, they are keeping Levi Onwuzurike, who they've liked and who played really well 2 years ago. I know they're expecting more from last year's first round pick, Tyleik Williams, but DJ Reader may be moving on. And I know they're expecting a lot from Alim McNeil, who wasn't all that good last year, but coming off a year of injury. So hopefully they got studs in Tyleik Williams and Alim McNeil and a good backup in Onwuzurike. But they're going to need to pick up another defensive lineman, too. And that would likely be a late draft pick. Unless they do my theory, and that's try Giovanni Manu at D line, since it looks like he's not necessarily making it as a tackle, offensive tackle.
Another article I read about the Lions is they've gotten a lot younger.
Yeah, well, Taylor's gone, Glasgow's gone, Raymond's gone, Anzalone's gone. Those guys are all 30. Or more.
And they picked up Larry Borum, Cade Mays, Isaiah Pacheco, we're all 27.
Yep.
Tyleik Williams, Dominic Lovett, and Aaron Ennis Rakestraw are 23 and 24. Jack Campbell's 26. Derek Barnes, 27. Teddy Bridgewater will skew it back a little bit.
I was just going to say, we haven't really mentioned Teddy, who keeps showing up Bridgewater. He's played for about seven different teams. This will be his second stint with the Lions. Really good player. He had a horrible injury early on with the Vikings, or might be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but bounced back. And 2 years ago, he's coaching high school football. Last year, he's a backup for the Bucks, and here he is back with the Lions. But I got to tell you, I have confidence in that guy. I just hope we're never having to put him in, unless we're
Yeah.
up by four touchdowns.
Well, if you do have to put him in, you don't have to, bite your fingernails worrying that he's a rookie and he's gonna
Right.
be too nervous.
Right. Or just a never proven quarterback. Kyle Allen did really well last year in preseason, but we don't know how he would have done if he actually had to go win a game. But
Yeah, that's one of Goff's best abilities is his availability.
that's right. And that's why I like these good offensive linemen that Larry Borum and Cade Mays, new Lions, are known as good pass blockers. Got to protect Goff.
Well, hopefully by next week we'll have signed some more and we can talk about that and be looking forward to the draft.
That's right. Well, let's plan that. I'm sure we'll have more news and more craziness going on in the NFL. So we
Thanks again
appreciate
for
it.
joining us, everyone. Check out our website at theshlpodcast.com. SHL stands for Secondhand Lions, so it's theshlpodcast.com.
All right. Appreciate y'all listening. And we'll be back in about a week, Bill. See you then.
Bye now.